Well, everybody, if you're going to the chili cook-off, you will find a delicious chili made by yours truly and Sister Joan. And I'm not going to tell you which one it is so that you don't vote for it just for that. But anyways, let me just say it has a lot of cheese in it because cheese makes everything really good. And anyway, I'm not going there. I'm going to Lucas Oil Stadium because before that was even the date was set, tickets were gifted to me, to Billy Joel. So I'm going to be singing Piano Man at the top of my lungs tonight, and We Didn't Start the Fire and all those other good jams. Oh my gosh. But anyways, folks, this reading is very beautiful, and this gospel is just great. It's beautiful. Today, though, is also the feast day of St. Jerome Emiliani. And St. Jerome Emiliani lived in Italy. He was born just before the year 1500, and he started a religious order in Italy called the Society of the Servants of the Poor. And I wanted to, like, I was kind of praying about this together with the gospel, because this Society of the Servants of the Poor, this is a letter that he wrote to all of the brothers. And he was kind of talking about, why does it happen that the Lord lets our nets be empty? Like, here we have these Peter and James and John, and they've been fishing all night long, and they have nothing to show for it. They have empty nets. And don't we all sometimes feel that we have an empty net? And maybe whatever you want to think the contents of it, maybe not fish, but maybe we feel like we've been working for more money and it's just not coming, or we're working for more friends and they're not showing up, or we want more job offers and we don't have any, and we want more likes and we're not finding them, and we want this particular friendship or this particular relationship, and it just doesn't seem to be in the cards. And our net, it kind of feels empty. And Jerome here is talking about why God allows that to happen. It's so good. He says, in kindness, in his kindness, our Lord allows our nets to be empty. He has so ordained that you experience poverty, distress, abandonment, weariness, even scorn. Why? And then he has some reasons. Number one, to remind us that the goal isn't the fish. The goal isn't to have a net full of this or that or the other thing. Our goal is God, the source of all good. Sometimes the things we want in our net are not bad things. But if we make an end of that, we're forgetting that the goal is actually God, the source of everything. So that's one reason. Another reason is because he desires to grow closer to you who are his beloved sons and daughters. That when we have a poverty, we tend to turn to God more. And if we had a full net all the time and everything always went our way, we would probably find ourselves forgetting about God a lot. And maybe in our moments of supreme blessing, we have turned away from God. But when we have a poverty of any kind, the net seems to be empty, we know we go to God, and it deepens our closeness with him. That's reason number two. Reason number three is that it enhances our confidence in Jesus alone. In Jesus alone, he does impart the fullness of his love upon those who possess a deep faith and hope. For them, he does great things. But that when our nets is empty, or when we have this or that poverty, our trust in the Lord goes deeper. And we feel it. We feel him so strongly. And then the last reason that he spells out here is because God allows our nets to be empty so that he can test us like gold in the furnace, The dross is consumed by the fire, but the pure gold remains, and its value increases. There's something about a trial that makes us stronger. That's, and even, he says, sanctifies us. He wants to make us holy by our poverties. Isn't that lovely? That there's a sanctifying power. There's a transformative power that happens when we have a poverty of some kind. And this is why God allows our nets to run empty. Until he wants to fill them. And he will fill them on our own, on his own terms, not our own. We have no idea when it is that he wishes to fill in the nets with all these fish. And here it happens in the gospel. And they're very happy, but they had worked really, really hard and really, really long on their own powers to do. But Jesus is saying, nope, it's not your power to fill that net at all. If I want it filled, I'll do it. And he does it. But it takes our obedience too. And so, I don't know what net you're thinking about in your heart right now. But there's, if it's empty, there's a reason for it. And maybe one of those reasons right there. And maybe it won't be empty forever. We take it to Jesus. We take it to Jesus, and we know we have total trust in his goodness, in his love. And he has, oh my gosh, he has the best plans. He has the best plans. And we just surrender. And in that, he'll do everything. In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit.